Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Let's talk music news. Go to our guy across the lake, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. They're letting you out in the real world again, huh?
Again.
Yep. We're at a big compressor and refrigeration factory, sort of. Only these are big compressors. Like they're making huge ones here.
Yeah, like we're talking buildings that they.
You're big guys, so you should be around big compressors.
Hey, let's start with the political music news together. Kid Rock says,
"Yes, yeah, Senator Robert Ritchie, boys and girls."
It's interesting. He rolled this out on Wednesday, you know, with the signage and the bumper stickers and the baseball caps and the T-shirts. And there was a lot of initial skepticism because when you clicked on the link from his social media, it took you to a Warner Brothers music site. So everybody on Wednesday was like, oh, yeah, this is just publicity for a new album. Well, yesterday he comes out with another message saying, no, he's serious. He's planning to file with the Federal Election Commission a run for U.S. Senator here in Michigan for 2018. And, you know, by the way, I'm not signed to Warner Brothers. I'm signed to BMG now, which doesn't quite explain why that link took everybody to Warner Brothers. But, you know, he's saying it's serious. He released a new song yesterday called Greatest Show on Earth, as well as a tour for 2018 called Greatest Show on Earth Tour. You know, and he says that like politicians who write books while they're campaigning, he plans to do music while he's campaigning. And, you know, obviously, you know, you can use a music tour as a campaign tour. You know, you can arrange campaign stops. The concerts themselves, theoretically, are one big campaign stop. So we'll see. You know, everybody, the way this whole thing is rolling out, you're still taking it with a little bit of a grain of salt. But he's saying he's serious. You know, it'll be stiff competition because not only is he going up against a popular Democrat here in Michigan and Debbie Stabenow, but there's going to be competition in the Republican primary for that seat. There's a lot of big name Michigan Republicans who are planning to gun for her anyway. So, you know,
yeah, I don't really see him as very Republican. He's the Republican who would legalize weed or what?
Well,
specialty?
He's definitely an inclusive kind of guy and, you know, certainly would hold some social beliefs that you think would be counter-conservative. But fiscally, he's definitely a Republican when it comes to things like gun rights and some of those issues. You know, he's definitely, you know, a solid Republican. So, I don't know. I always thought he was smarter.
There are no solid Republicans, Gary.
Not anymore. It doesn't feel like it. Feels like it's a bunch of different variations on the theme right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I always thought Kid Rock was, frankly, smarter than to want to be a politician.
You know, yeah, no kidding. Hey, Britney Spears, whether or not he runs for office, we'll wait and see. But they say Britney Spears is not going to be the halftime entertainment of the Super Bowl this year.
She's not even running to be the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl. That rumor popped out earlier in the week and was quashed very quickly by the Pepsi folks who sponsor the halftime show. She, of course, was part of the Nipplegate year. That happened. So, but you know, for now, everybody's saying no. That was fake news, if you will. And usually we don't.
So they're negotiating. They're negotiating that out now, right? The Super Bowl people, they're trying to find someone at this moment, aren't they? I mean,
yeah, they're starting. They're starting to. If I were laying down some money, I would put it on Taylor Swift this year, because she's gonna have a new album out in the fall, and if past practice serves, she'll be getting ready to go out on a big tour in 2018, so the Super Bowl would be a great launch for that.
You got to get somebody big for the Super Bowl. Someone everybody loves, and everybody
has to be huge.
Everybody loves Taylor Swift.
It's still her world.
No, she would be a perfect kind of fit for that show. You know, there's still some classic rockers who haven't done it. You know, Elton John, maybe Billy Joel, but it seems like...
How about Ringo? He's got a new album coming out. Ringo. How about Ringo?
Yeah, Ringo have a new album in the fall. Don't expect him for the Super Bowl unless he's bringing his buddy Paul with him. You know, I don't think they're going to bring... I don't think they're going to bring Ringo alone. But we are looking forward to this new album. It's coming in September, and it's one he's producing himself with a bunch of great guests on it. And we've talked about it. Paul McCartney has recorded on it. Joe Walsh, who's Ringo's brother-in-law. Van Dyke Parks is part of it. Some of the all-star band guys, Todd Rundgren, Steve Lukather from Toto. So, you know, if past practice serves with this, it'll be a pleasant, if, shall we say, inconsequential album from Ringo. I don't think we're going to mistake it for Sgt. Pepper, but it'll still be a nice record.
You know, I never do this, Gary. I do my best to not be sucked in by clickbait on the internet. But I got this thing about, hey, Chris Cornell's death room photos are out there, and I took a peek through and probably looked at 10 of them and went, okay, it's all just nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
those were released this week.
All of that and the news that broke this week. There was no new news that broke this week. It was just a couple of news outlets had filed Freedom of Information Acts to free the photos. So, like you just said, they could get some clickbait on their sites. But in terms of the information that this was disclosed, there's really nothing we didn't know before. The 911 call didn't really tell you anything, you know, about what happened. The various reports that were released as part of this didn't tell you a whole lot either. I mean, the story pretty much remains the same, and then the mystery remains the same. You know, did he really intend to kill himself, or was he did this weird combination of drugs he had taken at the time, you know, push him in that direction?
Ariana Grande, honorary citizen of Manchester?
Honorary citizen of Manchester, and I got to tell you, you know, as much as we sometimes poo-poo the pop acts, you've really got to admire the way she, at whatever she is, 20, 21, 22, handled the whole aftermath of the tragedy that took place during her show in Manchester, from paying for funerals, you know, some of the funerals, to calling and visiting some of the injured, to putting on the One Love Manchester show. So they're given the love back. They made her an honorary citizen of Manchester. She made a very gracious response to it. So this is the kind of thing, like, you know, the next time Justin Bieber screws up or something, this is the kind of thing you want to smack him over the head with and say, look, this is class, you moron.
Yeah, here.
Interestingly, management.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
well, the management team did a great job, even if it wasn't.
Were they asleep for Bieber? And
I think they were. I think they were just riding the cash cow and weren't really paying attention to you had a guy in free fall here who needed a little TLC and frankly a little bit of parental beatdown.
You know, it doesn't feel like it, but it's beginning. You have to think about it now. Beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Cheap Trick working on a Christmas album.
Yeah. Tom Peterson, the bass player, said in an interview this week they pretty much recorded an album, a Christmas album, and they're going to get it out this year. This will be two albums this year for Cheap Trick, and three in the last year and a half, which is amazing anymore. But he said the unifying feature of this album, which has both originals and Christmas classics, is every song has Christmas in the title, which Tom Peterson made it a little weird in the studio, because they
Christmas
say, okay, let's work on the Christmas, let's work on the one about Jingle Bells, you know. And
well,
so,
good.
So no, I,
nice.
I bet that's a good time. You
I'll
know, if anybody's going to give you a good rock and roll Christmas album, it's going to be Cheap Trick.
So there's a very good chance that in the pantheon of Christmas music that you hear every year, there's going to be some Cheap Trick in it from now on.
You'd hope so. You'd hope so. You'd think they do. You think they do a good job, because you know they do. They do a pretty good job with most of what they touch.
All right.
And finally, before we let you go, the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac start off their what, two city tour together?
Yeah, it's a two city. They call it the Classic. You know, this weekend is Classic West. Dodger Stadium. Saturday night is the Eagles, Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. Sunday is Fleetwood Mac Journey and Earth, Wind & Fire. There's another one that takes place the end of the month in New York. The big story of it is the Eagles. You know, this is the band that had broken up in the wake of Glenn Frey's death. Now they're going to be back on stage with Glenn's son Deacon and with Vince Gill in the band. And you can bet this is a test balloon. If this flies, nope, it will pun intended there. If this flies for the Eagles, they will hit the road with Deacon and Vince Gill.
Really, in New York and Los Angeles for a test? Wouldn't you want to try it out in, like, I don't know, Albuquerque and
because, you know, why
Cairo,
not?
Illinois?
They're looking to make money. So, you know, let's do it with a big stadium show, right. a big festival. You know, and I
Glenn would want it this way.
When I was talking to Lindsey Buckingham about Fleetwood Mac, before and asked him about it, he said, look, these are smart guys. They're not going to get themselves in a situation that's a train wreck. You know, you can be sure they tested it before they announced it. And if they had any doubt, they would not have announced it.
They're going to record this? Is this going to be a video that's available?
I'm kind of shocked they're not doing any sort of pay-per-view or anything. But if it goes well this weekend and if there's a good buzz emanating from it, maybe at the end of the month there will be a webcast, you know, pay-per-view, something from the New York days.
All right, Gary, we're all out of time. We've got to get moving here.
You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
And we'll talk next week.
Always good to hear from you. All right, Gary, thanks for the time this morning.